You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Hey, this is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to an encore presentation of Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show, and join us next week for a brand new episode.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
That is two-time Juno Award-winning artist Alessipi from Montreal area, and that is Heart of Glass, a Blondie song covered in her own native tongue. I saw Alessipi at Vancouver Folk Music Festival and Mariposa, and she killed it. She has a fabulous backing band behind her and delivers a very theatrical and dramatic performance, which connects with listeners and touches hearts. She was fabulous. We've got some amazing artists on this show, including an artist who is Portuguese and also Canadian, a singer-songwriter by the name of Nico Palo. She is wonderful. We're going to play her song, The Master. I got to sit beside her during a workshop, and she sang Wild Mountain Time. It's an old Irish ditty, and honestly, the audience sang along. I got to sing baritone. The other performers on stage included Jane Sibbery, Rebecca Foster, and it was just really amazing. Crystal Santos was on there as well. Unbelievable. Loved it. Every moment of it. So we're going to play her in a moment. We are also going to be playing music from an artist that we've played before on the show, Peakseek. They got brand new music, and they've played the Vancouver Folk Festival a couple years back. Also on the show, the Zawoze Queens with Meisha, and they were incredible. They were joined by Les Mamas du Congo, and their song Meki is going to be played momentarily. But I got to just tell you, when those two got together at a workshop, it was fire. They had the audience going crazy. Nothing like world music to make people dance, right? Well, here is Meki on the jukebox.
Ah, tata koke, wetibangungulu bekamtandu. This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
This is it. I came a long way. The fire is out, but I can feel the flame. What tangles inside of me? The question remains. The question remains. The question.
To warm.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Lady Blue, feel the waves in my hair, so calm and cool. Perfect, no despair, I wish I could swim here forever, Miss Lady Blue. Calling me blue, oh Miss Lady Blue. Nana say, don't ever be afraid of her, her soul is pure, clearer than a crystal in the moon, and I believe that she told the truth, 'cause ever since my heart is in the sea. Run, run down the way that we go, pulling up, picking up the sand in our toes, paws down the whistling trees. Lady Blue, she is calling me Blue, oh Miss Lady Blue, Miss Lady Blue,
Lady Blue, Lady Blue.
That is music from Emily Wura-Rama, Lady Blue, released back in 2018. Emily is from Australia and is an incredible Indigenous singer-songwriter who blends English and her own language in her music. She plays six instruments, including piano and the violin. Now, speaking of another violinist and incredible performer, a classically trained artist, Chris Dirksen, and the song Round Dance featuring Northern Voice. That's coming up on the Jukebox. Chris Dirksen is our featured artist of the week and is an incredible talent. Check her out. Spelled C-R-I-S. Dirksen. Right here on the Jukebox.